Hello, welcome to our Super Bowl preview with your hosts, Adam Caster,
Josh White,
Robbie Marks,
Jake Timothy,
Lucas Freeman,
Carla Vlahek,
and Carla Vlahek.
All right, so, like we said, this is a Super Bowl preview show, and right now, I'd like to know, what are your predictions for the big game on Sunday in New York?
Combatants are set. It will be the Denver Broncos versus the Seattle Seahawks.
Boys,
what are your
Super
picks?
Super Bowl smackdown for the ages.
Hey, I guess I'll start off with my pick. I have the Seahawks by 7. What do you got, White?
Broncos by 3, 17-14.
All right. Seahawks by 4. I don't have a score. I just know my number.
Broncos by 11. It sounds like what you guys are saying.
I got Seahawks 17-13.
Okay.
Seahawks by 4.
All right. That's good. So, what do you think is gonna be the game? Who do you think is gonna be the game changer in this one?
I think it's.
Who do you think it rides on this game?
I think it's gonna be Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
He's been getting a lot of press lately for that post game interview.
I agree.
Well, what are your thoughts?
I think that guy he has certainly a different attitude, but I think it's all a game. The guy went to Stanford.
He is a very smart guy.
The guy went to Stanford. He's a genius. He's just trying to do this to get media attention.
I watched like this 10-minute video. It was pretty cool about how he plays the game.
Yeah,
and how he like always he's always studying and he really does work hard.
Yeah,
he works hard, and he's
obviously a great cornerback.
He's very gifted athletically.
Well, really,
and academically,
he has the mentality, he knows how to
make his bucks.
Really, he has the mentality that every NFL player is basically taught to have, the ruthless caveman mentality. And he was just into it during that post-game interview, and he put his way of thinking on display for the rest of the country.
Yeah.
To Aaron Andrews.
Did Richard Sherman get any? I know he got a lot of backlash from the media. Did he get fined at all?
No. He didn't say anything wrong. He didn't say anything wrong.
He was just
trash talking. That's the nature of the NFL.
He was trash talking. Glorifying.
Shall we listen to that interview that's been talked about for almost a week now?
I don't see why not.
Okay.
Why don't you put it on?
Here it is.
This is Richard Sherman's post-game interview.
Let me ask you the final play. Take me through it.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you join me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to set it for you real quick. L.O.B.
All right, before... And Joe, back over to you.
And for all you laymen... LOB stands for Legion of Boom.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Well, just in case no one knew, LOB stands for Legion of Boom.
What is Legion of Boom? What is that?
It's the nickname for the Seattle Seahawks secondary that Richard Sherman gave
I know Seattle, what was it, Questfield?
Yeah, no, it's actually CenturyLink Field now.
CenturyLink
Field.
Okay,
yes.
But I know it's the loudest.
It's partly by the way it's constructed.
They keep all the sound in, so yeah. When the opposing quarterback is playing, the crowd cheers very, very hard.
Yeah,
but I do think that both teams do deserve it. I think they're pretty much the 1-2.
So is anyone going to go to Times Square? I heard they have the Super Bowl Village in Times Square.
Oh really? I didn't hear about that. Is anybody actually going to the Super Bowl?
No, I've been trying to get tickets, but
that's right, because I mean it's not coming back to Meadowlands for
it's gonna be a while.
Oh, and
usually they keep it in warmer places.
Yeah, that's interesting. How do you guys think the weather is gonna affect the game? You think it's gonna?
I think it's gonna affect the Broncos a little more.
I don't know about that.
I think Denver's a colder place than Seattle.
I
don't think it's going to affect either too much, you know, considering Seattle and Denver are two of the coldest.
Seattle deals with precipitation the most because it rains a lot in Seattle.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I think in terms of their games, I think the coldness would affect the Broncos game more than the Seahawks, because the Broncos are more of an air force.
But the the Broncos do have Peyton Manning, who's just a very all around. He can play
anything. He doesn't statistically play well in cold weather. Does he?
This actually takes me back to the 1980s, where the San Diego Chargers Air Coryell offense went to Cincinnati for the AAC Championship game when it was, I believe, -7.
That was the Freezer Bowl, right?
Yeah, the Freezer Bowl.
Or the Ice Bowl. Where,
the Ice Bowl was earlier.
Oh, no, the second
Freezer Bowl.
The Freezer Bowl was that AFC Championship game, and they got killed by Cincinnati. So maybe that could happen for Denver, but I don't think so.
They're from that team is from San Diego. They're that's a much different team. These two teams are both from very cold climates, from very harsh climates, considering Denver is one of the hardest places to play. They always talk about how the receivers and a lot of the players are always going off for oxygen tanks during the games.
I just think if it comes down to how the running game performs, I think the Seahawks will win by a lot.
Mm. Beast mode.
It comes down
They both have very successful.
But I do believe the Broncos can have an effective passing game. I just don't think they're going to be able to keep pace with the secondary.
The way I see it, both the Seahawks and the Broncos have just powerhouse offenses. But I do think that I think the Seahawks have
something that should be noted.
They have a well balanced offense.
And the Seahawks also have a very 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 strong defense. I think more so strong than the Broncos.
That's what's really important. The last couple Super Bowl winners have been defense favored teams.
They have, and that's why
like
I do
the
think
Giants,
it's going to be low scoring.
The Steelers, Ravens. Last year the Ravens.
Defense wins championships.
Yeah. Offense wins
wise
games.
Man
defense
once
wins,
said.
Defense wins championships. I agree with Lucas. I think it's going to be a fairly low-scoring game. What does anybody know the actual over-under?
2.5 to Denver.
2.5 to... No, the actual over-under on points scored.
Oh, no,
totally.
I don't know.
Points, right.
No? Because I would assume it would be somewhere around 30. Not too much.
Yeah, I don't partake in betting or anything like that, so I wouldn't really know.
Well, you're a good one.
Yes, I am. I'm a saint.
Well, you're
but the Saints aren't in the Super Bowl.
So, back to, who's going to be the difference in this game. Do you think it's going to be... I think for the Broncos, Peyton Manning has to be on, which he has been all season, breaking the record for passing touchdowns in a single year. What do you end with, 51, 52? 53?
I think it'll probably come down to how well the Broncos defensive line plays.
Okay.
If they allow the running game to break out, there's no way they're going to stop it.
Marshawn.
I think the Broncos offensive line is also key because they have to break holes open for Knowshon Moreno and the Broncos running backs, so they can also have a stout running game.
Yeah, the Denver D-line does have to play very, very physical with Marshawn Lynch.
I think if the Broncos get their running game working as well as their passing game, I think they're unstoppable. But
that's hard. That hasn't happened too much during the regular season and postseason.
Especially against a defense like Seattle.
It's true. Especially against... Well, the Seattle secondary is much stronger than their D-line, but their defensive line is strong as well.
Yeah, no, they have good linebackers, too.
And they do have good linebackers, but they're, In the pit
of sports.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, it's my
investment. Carla, what's your take? What do you think about? What do you think about Peyton Manning?
You are the only current football player in this room, and you have not yet had your input. So let's have some insider input on this.
I don't know. What I can tell you is that I follow the 49ers, and they're my favorite team, and I like King Crab. Crabtree. That's what they call him, King Crab. And
that was really funny.
It was kind of devastating to see Sherman bag on him.
It wasn't because really devastating. It's pretty funny.
It was funny, but I like Crabtree, so.
Well, not from your perspective. Well,
Crabtree
from your perspective, it was funny.
Crabtree was indeed, though. He was talking some smack.
But he does that all the time.
I would just like to point out that I predicted the Super Bowl in the beginning of the season. I'm proud of it. I'm sure it was probably the most predicted Super Bowl, but I did predict it.
Yeah, I mean, really, I would think any, you know, like 90% of people who like know about football would have chosen two of the four teams who were in the, you know, who did make it to the championship games, you know, Broncos, Seahawks, 49ers, and Patriots.
Like you guys
some
were
mixture, some
wondering, mixture. The over-under is 47.
47?
That's a
very, very high.
I guess you have to give it to the Broncos because they put up 30-plus points a game. You got to...
It's a high-powered offense. What can you do?
But you know, but I think the Seahawks secondary is strong enough to counter it. I think they're going to be able to shut it down pretty well. Because, well, let's see, who's the top receiver on the Broncos? Who? I don't know. They have like Thomas,
Demaryius Thomas,
Eric Decker.
Wes Welker, you got to think. You know, they're going to put Sherman on Welker, and that's going to be pretty shut.
I think they'd put Sherman on Thomas.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree.
Who's been their wideout? Like
they'll put their safety on Welker.
They'll put their safety
who's
on
good.
Welker.
Yeah. Who's an all pro safety? Wait, what's their safety's name again?
Cam Chancellor, or Earl Thomas?
Earl Thomas. So they'll put Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas is a Pro Bowler, but you know the only we'll see.
It's really pick your poison because the Denver Broncos can beat you in so many different ways and. The Seahawks have to look out for the tight end, Julius Thomas, also.
Well, with the outside weather being in New York, it's kind of cold. The air kind of thicker than Denver. It's going to be harder for Peyton Manning to throw the ball deep down the field, especially with the Seattle secondary.
I don't think that's going to have a big impact on his throwing.
If
it's going to do anything, I think it's actually going to help the Broncos.
If you watch the games, Peyton Manning doesn't just bomb the ball down the field.
He has good vision.
He knows how to gain yards. But the other thing about the Broncos' offense is that they know how to turn a short reception into like a long.
Yeah,
long,
they've
like,
proven that
like,
a lot.
Like 30-yard. Play. So it's not just Peyton Manning bombing it down the field. They can have a,
they can have
like what I've seen a lot is they have like a five yard slant to Wes Welker and he just takes it for 30 yards like that.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
And that's why they're so dangerous. You don't have to if you can't just cover downfield.
Yeah.
They have real nifty receivers who can just.
With the difference with like weather, it's going to be cold, have an impact. Maybe some snow. Snowed this past week. Maybe some more.
If there's some snow, that'll make it very interesting.
I can't remember the last Super Bowl where there was snow.
Because they're always playing in dome stadiums or in warmer weather.
Well, also because I'm 15 years old, and I've only been.
It's usually either Miami, California,
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Right. Well, New Orleans,
Arizona.
Dome. That's why.
Yeah, they play them in a dome. Like it might be a.
Super Bowl! Guys, this is the first time the Super Bowl has been outside of a, you know, contained place, as we've been saying. Is this a fair thing to do? Do you guys believe this is a good idea, or is it a bad idea, considering that the team that loses it might just blame it on the outdoor factor?
Whoever loses is going to perhaps make some connection to the other.
Losers always look for excuses, and... The
NFL wants to accept that they're the worst team.
Exactly. In the NFL, you have to play in the elements. It's not like baseball where if it rains, then they delay the game or cancel the game. NFL games are played in the snow, the rain, the cold, whatever. They're trained to play in all types of weather.
It's not like
nature's game.
And think about it. Seattle's had home field throughout these playoffs, so they've been playing in Seattle, which is a very cold climate, very hard place to play.
Same with the Broncos.
They've been at home. And so I don't think this cold's really going to have
the Bronco game, the AFC Championship game, was like 70 degrees or something like that, like 65 degrees.
Well, they are used to playing in the cold. Anyway, but these teams don't just play at their home fields. They play 8 of their 16 games during the regular season away. And, you know, you got to think some of those games are in warm climates, some cold, snowy. They play in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually
I think it's also good for the NFL to bring this interest into the this brings a lot more interest into the game.
Yeah, football's known as the game where you play it no matter what, unless, you know, I mean, two years ago, one game got canceled, or one game got rescheduled. There was a hurricane. I forget which game it was, but that was, like, the first time I'd ever heard of one. And yeah, but the weather does. I don't think it will have too much of an impact. I actually saw something pretty cool a few weeks ago. Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback on the Miami Dolphins, played his first game in the snow, ever.
I guess that's what happened.
He grew up in Florida. Went to, I believe it was...
Texas A&M.
It was Texas... Did he?
Yeah, he went to Texas A&M.
Texas A&M, and now he plays for Miami. Never played anywhere in the snow. Never. Never a game.
Wow.
And he had great numbers.
Interesting.
He had very good numbers.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. It might just be person-to-person, considering Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson are two of the top elite...
Right. Plus, Russell Wilson has experience playing in the cold. He played 4 years. He played a couple years at Wisconsin. Yeah, and it's like freezing up there all the time during the winter months.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty much what we have to talk about. Hopefully, it'll be an enjoyable Super Bowl.